needs Josh Butler when you got Tom Curran?
England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins.
Oh, he's given it. He's got a wicket. Well, would you believe it? Strangled down the leg side. Cook is loving it.
Welcome back to the Court and Ball podcast for the first time in quite a while. I think it's fair to say we've taken a bit of a sabbatical following the tour of India. In that time, we've seen the English cricket season begin once more, and also the IPL is well underway, and well, I guess is almost at threat of ending with the unfortunate rise in COVID-19 cases in India and the sad scenes there. But as I said, we are back, and of course, I'm joined by the one and only Ben Vine.
Hello.
And who else but our very own mystery spinner, Adam Lovett.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so it's been a while, guys, so how are we?
Yeah, all good. All good.
Enjoying the start of the season, Ben?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Something to do finally, isn't it?
Yeah, anything you haven't missed?
Fine leg fielding. It's the loneliest place in the world.
That was the sort of answer I was hoping for. And so, as I said, it has been a long time since the last episode. I think we talked about the T20 series. And in the meantime, we also played the one-day international series, three games, and lost, of course. So we lost 3-0 in India. And in this episode, we will be giving out our own end-of-tour awards from the Red Bull and White Bull series. So I don't see any other reason to get into it. And we'll see who we've awarded certain accolades for. Let's get into it then. So the first award we're going to give out today, they mean absolutely nothing. I'm sure players couldn't care less whether they've been given these awards or not. Is the worst Red Bull batsman of the series. And Salad, you're first up to introduce who, well, no, we're going to actually discuss, me and Ben are going to discuss who we'd award this award with. And then Salad, you're going to tell us who you've decided the winner is. So Ben, any names that spring to mind instantly? I'm sure there's one in particular.
Cabesto. Burns?
Yeah, Burns is fair shout. And Burns hasn't started the season well, has he, with Surrey? So it'll be interesting to see.
No.
Whether
Pope didn't have a brilliant series, actually.
No, he didn't. No. Yeah, but the main one is Besto, and we've already made our feelings very clear, haven't we, in regards to his performance over the past couple of years.
I'm sure he's taking it to heart.
I'm sure he cares so much what we're saying, and he's every piece of tactical analysis we're giving, he's taking that into the nets in India or whatever he's doing, and working hard on our feedback. So Salad, would you like to give out the first award of the episode and the worst Red Bull batsman of the series? Who have you decided this is?
I can confirm it is Johnny Bairstow.
Great stuff. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Do you want to give an explanation if it's not clear already why?
Well, I mean, he keeps on coming back into the team and he keeps on underperforming. So I think now it's just time to let it go with Bairstow. And I think he's shown us why we should.
Yeah, it's one of them straight to mind, isn't it? I think I saw a stat, and in fact, believe it or not, Bairstow recorded the most hurt ducks in the series, despite only playing only played three games, Ben?
It was just the last two, wasn't it?
Last two, there you go. And he got any, when I was looking at some stats earlier, he actually recorded the most.
Three out of four of his innings were ducks.
That says it all, really, doesn't it?
Exactly. There we go. So, Johnny Bairstow, well done. As we said, I'm sure you're working hard to improve on the feedback we're giving you, and you are the worst Red Bull batsman of the Test series. The worst Red Bull bowler of the series, then, Ben. Who are you giving this to? Or, in fact, no, again, I've made the mistake. We're going to discuss this first. Salad, any names that stick out for you?
Oh, that's a very good question. It feels like forever and a day since we watched the Test series. Completely. I think that there was a definite underperformance by Broad, but I wouldn't say he was the worst.
I'd agree. I'd agree with that for sure. He didn't live up to...
Perhaps Bess?
Did Bess pick up a five for in the first game, or was it four?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
God. So, ignore me then.
No, but he did struggle, didn't he? Was it the last Test?
Yeah, it was a pretty dire five for though, if we're being honest.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give that a mention a bit later on. So I would say Broad underperformed. of course, Anderson in that first test match particularly bowled very well. And I mean, Moeen and Best both took wickets in the games they played. Not saying they're out this world the same way Ashwin and Axar Patel were, but worst Red Bull bowler of the series. I'm trying to think, was it Nadeem who played the first game for India?
Yeah, I didn't even think of him. No. I didn't even do someone on one test. That's
pretty harsh, yeah. So, Ben, we'll let you tell us who you've decided to give this award to.
I have gone for Stuart Broad. He got no wickets in two games that he played. But then I've also put Washington Sundar in because he only got three wickets in three games, which isn't much better.
Yeah, I think you have to go with Broad because... I'm not saying
we're not that I'm saying Broad is a bad Red Bull bowler. He's one of the best that's ever played the game, but I just don't think that India suits him at all.
Yeah, we've seen that in the past. Now I think we can sort of, you know, say with evidence that India isn't a place where he performs well. And whenever we are going to go back there, I doubt he's going to be playing then. But if he is and he does an Anderson and just carries on forever, who knows if they'll want to take him? But I think probably best not to. Now we've got evidence to say he can't really perform in those conditions. We'll move on to our third award, which is a flop of the Red Bull series. So someone who's underperformed sort of to expectations, I guess, or anyone who's generally underperformed in the test series. So Salad, you're up for this one. Ben, any names again that come to mind? Bairstow again underperformed, so did Burns.
I don't know if you can put Bairstow as a flop though, because I don't know. I suppose he is in that. Yeah.
The stat you said, three of his four.
Yeah, I thought flop. I read flop more as like someone who's relatively unknown but turns out to be rubbish. Nadeem.
I think this is an interesting one. See how you think about this, Ben. Shubman Gill.
Nah, he got a few 50s.
Yeah, just after that Australia series.
Rahane wasn't brilliant.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Pujara wasn't that good. I don't think you can call them flops because they are good players.
I was going to say, for Virat Kohli's standards, not to make a century in a series is disappointing, but...
Yeah, that's not great.
Calling him a flop would be exaggeration. Salad, do you want to let us know who you've gone with?
Yeah, this one might be a bit of a surprise, but I've gone with Dominic Sibley for this one.
What?
Look, he had a few ducks as well.
Yeah, but he got 80-odd in the first test. The whole series.
Yeah, but then did he flop directly after that? It's like Best got a fifer and he was still...
Best was dropped.
Oh, yeah, and Sibley perhaps should have been, but I think he's my flop because I think he performed really well and then straight off the edge of a cliff. And to me, that's a flop.
No, I'd put Best.
Well, each to your own. I mean, there isn't, I guess, a sort of a...
Besto is an honourable mention for this one, though, definitely.
Yeah, of course. There's like a certain definition for what we mean by flop. It probably should have been to make that a bit more clearer. But thinking back to it, when Sibley made that 80-odd in the first test, because he struggled in Sri Lanka before the last innings where I think he made 50, didn't he? But he's never struck me as a guy who fluently plays spin, and I'm sure you'd say the same. But thinking about it, how on earth did he make that 80? looking at his innings after that.
Well, because he only faced Nadeem and Ashwin. He didn't have what's his name? Axar Patel. Yeah, he's flop of the series, surely.
We'll move on, and Sibley is an interesting choice. And fair play for going for it, Salad. We'll move on to England's player of the series, Red Bull series. This is the Test matches. And Ben, you're up for this one. We could have just gone for who's the player of the series, but I think if we're going for that batsman and bowler, player of the series, whatever you want to say, it is going to be an India player. So, Salad, who would you say, or who would you argue, could be our player of the series?
An interesting question. I thought, well, Root had a very good bowling spell for a little while. And I think that there were some very sketchy wickets that they were playing on, so... I don't think I've got a conclusive answer to this question, to be honest.
There's not a great bunch of players to choose from there. For me, honourable mentions go to Ben Folkes, who performed well, especially with the gloves. Dan Lawrence in that last test, was it? He came out fighting and he may have not made big scores, but he showed some guts. I think he made a 50 and almost a 50. So He did fairly well. And Anderson, of course, did show that he's still full of class and full of ability. And so, Ben, do you want to tell us who you've given England's player of the Red Bull Series to?
I've got three to choose from. I put Anderson. He got 8 wickets at just 15 runs and over and did very well at tying up an end. I thought in reverse swing, very good.
So 15 runs and over there?
No, average 15 runs average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you get 15 runs over. Root got 368 runs at 46. And then Jack Leach took 18 wickets.
Of course.
Average of just 28.72. Economy rate of 3.2. I'd go probably Leach.
Of course. That's a really good shout. Completely forgot about Leach. Salad, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I've forgotten about Leach as well, to be honest. I think he did the job that we took him to do. And I think that there are other players who we brought who didn't do their job. So I think that he stands out because at least he went at it and he was reasonably consistent. So yeah. I'd say that's deserved.
Yeah, I'd say fair enough. Good answer that, Ben. And I think we said previously, didn't he? He's probably sealed his place in the team for the summer, whereas you could have argued previously Best had overtaken him in the pecking order. We'll move on and we'll go just to the general bowler of the Red Bull series. As I mentioned, this is probably going to be from India, if I'm not mistaken. Ben, anyone that stands out for you before we let Salad tell us who he's giving this award to?
Dan Lawrence.
Oh, well.
Got some great lazy leg spin. I don't even know.
No, off-spin. Sharma, maybe? No, probably... It's got to be Axel Patel in it, really.
Yeah, there's no... Well, I mean, it's him or Ashwin. It's not...
Or Ishant Sharma.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure Ishant Sharma, though, like, if you look at on it, I'd like to see if you... Well, pretty much if you take away the first test as well, I'd love to see how many overs he actually bowled, because it seemed like he came on with the new ball, did a job, got a wicket or two, and then just let the spinners do the rest from then on, and we were, like, out for 150, so he wouldn't really have to bowl much more.
Yeah.
A few overs at the start.
No, but I'd say Axel.
Yeah, go on, Sal, who have you given it to?
Well, yeah, it goes without saying. Axel Patel just completely ripped through our batting order. I mean, there wasn't much resistance, I think, when he was bowling, but, you know, you can't take anything away from him.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was just the case of, you know, this guy is coming to the team for the second test in place of our mate, Nadeem. And you know, consistently the line, the length, it was all spot on the turn, and it's like he's an experienced player, just nailing every delivery. Of course, I think a shout has to go to Ashwin, who just, you know, did what he does best. But Axel Patel was incredibly impressive. I just thought, how's this guy not played for India before when he's bowling like that? But anyway, we'll move on. And batsman of the Test series. Ben, this is your one to award. Salad, any names in particular?
I thought Rohit Sharma batted excellently. He put on a couple of hundreds, didn't he?
It was only the one.
Was it?
I believe so, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, it was a very good 100. Oh, I don't think he bowled particularly well, but he took full advantage of it, as he should do. So, yeah. That's one that comes to mind for me. But,
he got starts as well, didn't he? I think
he did.
Mm-hmm. He seemed like he did bat well. Of course, Joe Root's 200 in the first game was brilliant. Just a shame he couldn't add to that. Go on, Ben. Who have you given batsman of the Test series to?
I said Rohit, 345 runs at 57. The Rishabh Pant. I think he got 100 and quite a lot.
Yeah, and it was the way he went about it, wasn't it? It was almost a breath of fresh air. In full respect, I mean, everyone's got opinions on how you should go about playing a test match innings or what you should do, what's right, what's wrong. But if you're making runs, I guess you can't argue with it. And Rishabh Pant did very well. But I think, have you gone with Rohit?
Yeah, I'd say Rohit just.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that can't really be argued. And of course, that's fair enough. And we'll move on to the White Ball series now, which, of course, consisted of 5 T20 games and 3 one-day international games. And Salad, you'll be given the award out of the worst white ball batsman. So Ben, anyone that stands out in particular from both sides?
Morgan.
Yeah, fair shout. KL Rahul in the T20 games was poor, but then he did well in the one-days.
He did well in the one-days.
Yeah, so that's one you can't really give there. Morgan is probably the most likely shout. So, Salah, do you want to tell us who you've given this award to?
Well, it's going to come as no surprise that I've said Owen Morgan, but I do have to say, had KL Rule not performed in the ODIs, then it would have been him over Morgan. Definitely. Yeah. I think that neither of them really performed in the T20s. I think Morgan was marginally better than Rahul, but yeah, in the T20s. But yeah, definitely Owen Morgan for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Ben, you're going to be awarded the worst white ball bowler of the series. Salad, any names that stand out for you?
I don't think Topley was very good when he played. But having said that, I think also when Archer played, he wasn't fantastic, or he didn't live up to what he could have done.
Ben, opinions on that comment there?
I don't even know if I can dignify that. I think Jofra Archer rolled really well. The T20s is class. He got 7 wickets at 22.
Yeah, he also had a very expensive no wicket bowling innings, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but that can happen in T20s. That can happen to anyone.
Well, I see you've given it a second, Ben. I thought it pains me to say one of the worst performers with the ball for England was Chris Jordan. I just felt like he was ineffective. Didn't really stand out to me much. You know, we've seen him bowl really well at the death at times and bowl really economically, but he just didn't do it for me. And again, I mentioned, I think he only played one T20 game. You might have to correct me on this, Ben, but Tom Curran came in for Wood in maybe the second game, I want to say, and really failed to deliver. And I think he's having a bit of a tough time in the IPL. And again, I might be wrong there. But is he with Delhi and Chris Wokes, Tom Curran?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I've just seen a few pieces saying he's still a young player, just bear with him. He might be going through a bit of a confidence rut at the moment. But
I went for Chris Jordan for the T20s. Only got 4 wickets, so 49.5 is his average, which I personally didn't think was brilliant. No. And then for the T20s, I went with Krunal Pandya. He got 1 wicket for 160 runs in the ODI, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what was up with Jordan. Sometimes it doesn't go all your way, especially in T20 games. And yeah, that's interesting because I didn't really focus on Krunal Pandya with the ball so much in the one-day games because he hit runs in the first game, didn't he, and did really well. But yeah, there you go, ineffective with the ball. That's a fair answer. So flop of the white ball series. Again, this is your opinion. You class a flop as whatever you want. So, Ben, anyone that really, again, failed to deliver? Of course, we've got mentions of Chris Jordan.
To be honest, I can't really think. I think everyone else played pretty well. It was pretty competitive. I know India won, but they were pretty competitive games. Yeah,
the white ball games, really, really good. I think it was two high-quality teams going neck and neck.
India, I think, just had the better team for the conditions.
That's it, yeah. I'd like to see if we, you know, if we played that series again with the experience of... But it was really close, and it wasn't the series where we should be deflated and like, oh no, we got battered or whatever, because we put up a really good fight. So, Salad, yeah. Would you like to tell us who you've gone for as flop of the white ball series?
I had a bit of difficulty with this one, I'm not going to lie to you, and I've listened to what both of you have said, and I don't think I can narrow this down to one, because as we've already said, flop can be a subjective term.
Yeah.
For example, if we talk about underperformance... In the T20s, I think Milan underperformed because he's come in with this reputation. He's head and shoulders above all the other batsmen in T20. If you go and look at the rankings, he's a considerable distance ahead. And it took him 5 T20s to get a decent score. So I'd say if we're talking about in terms of not living up to expectations, perhaps Milan... Again, we all know that I've had a bit of an issue with Morgan in the white ball series.
I'm interested to hear your opinions on this one, Ben. With Milan, I probably would have agreed if it wasn't for him making a score in the last game, I want to say. What are you feeling about that?
No, I'd agree with you. I'd say he did himself. He almost, not undid, but made it a lot harder to criticise him when he got that score right at the end of the series. But then he's not being picked in the IPL, I don't think, for Punjab.
No, sorry.
So maybe they just think he's got a weakness against spin.
And I can't see where you're coming from, Salad. And I don't think that's an outrageous answer. As you say, because he has got that reputation as being the best T20 batsman in the world in terms of the rankings. Of course, they're always another topic for discussion. But we'll move on to England's player of the white ball series. So a bit of a different note from the worst awards. Yeah, so Ben, our player of the White Ball series, Salad, who comes to mind when I talk about that?
I thought that Sam Curran did well, personally, because when I was thinking, you know, obviously we'll move on to bowlers, but I think Curran all round, I think did a good job. Obviously put a fantastic effort in at the end of the T20 series, I want to say.
The one days.
It's just a fantastic effort. And I think that he's shown time and time again that he's got the guts to go out and puff his chest out and do stuff like this. So I think that he's perhaps in with a shout.
Yeah, I do agree with Sam Curran. I think we've got such a good player for the future. Not only technically, we've seen he's good with both bat and ball, but he comes across to me as someone who isn't afraid to go out and perform on the big stage. And I think he's doing fairly well with CSK in the IPL as well. Interesting to see you go for, Ben. So do you want to let us know who you're awarding our player of the White Ball series to?
I'm going to go for Bairstow because of his performance in the ODI series. Got 219 runs, an average of 73. Honourable mention to Archer for 7 wickets at 22 in the T20 series. And Mark Wood, actually, bowled pretty well in the T20 series, I thought.
Yeah, I think he did, especially prior to that last game. I thought Mark Wood was excellent.
Last game, he got 0-53, but before that, he had 1-20, 3-31, and 1-25. So
there you go.
That sort of one game ruined it.
I think I'd like to hear your views quickly on Jason Roy and Johnny Best. There was an opening partnership in One Day Internationals. Is it one of the best opening partnerships we've ever seen? You know, the stats say so, I guess.
I think it's the best One Day International partnership ever, to be honest. How brutally they just attack. Like, obviously, you have big names like Warner and Finch.
Gilchrist.
Is it War you spoken with, maybe?
Gilchrist and Hayden, I always think of.
Hayden. But like, they're big names, but they don't have the dominant partnership that Roy and Bairstow have, I don't think.
Yeah. I just think they're so good and so consistent the way they go about it. I feel like pretty much if they get going, we can win any game and chase down any score. They're so dominant. That's a good answer, a good award to give Bairstow that, because we've criticised him and he's received criticism from most England fan base for his performance in Test match cricket, but he's got that in White Ball, still got the ability to go out and score runs. No doubt about that. So I'll move on to bowler of the White Ball series. Sal, as you're awarding this one. Ben, who stands out for you?
Rashid bowled well. Thakur bowled well for India. Bhuvneshwar Kumar.
Oh, that's the answer. That's the name for me.
Bowled very well.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar, but, yeah.
That's probably how I'd go with actually Kumar.
He's the one for me who's so economical and you could sort of tell he's got that experience. And especially coming off the back of injuries, hasn't he? He's been suffering a fair bit in recent times, but he looked like a class above. Of course, Hardik Pandya, I think, bowled well as the T20 series went on.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar, without a doubt.
Yeah.
He just had it all under control, really. So economical, as we said. But I just want to give an honourable mention, but maybe bowling performance. Hardik Pandya did an excellent job as the fifth bowler in the fifth T20, I want to say. I thought he did a really good job because there was sort of questions around, you know, should he be there as the fifth bowler/batsman, or should they look at getting an actual bowler in? But I thought that was, in my opinion, the best individual bowling innings.
Responded to critics, didn't he, or any questions that were asked of him?
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, for me, that Bhuvneshwar Kumar overall was the best.
I definitely bowler. Agree with that. I think he was a class above. And I can't argue with that at all. And we'll move on to batsman of the White Ball series. Ben, again, this is one for you to award. Salad, anyone that stands out for you? And there's definitely one name for me.
Butler or Kohli?
Yeah, for me, it's got to be Kohli.
Yeah.
It seemed like near enough every T20 game he's making 50, even the ODIs. It was like he was doing it without a fuss. And When he opened, it was just like, oh, he's going to stick around for the whole
interview. And then when Butler performed, it was almost like Coley was going, yeah, anything you can do, I can do better.
Yeah.
He just showed his class. So, yeah.
Two different types of player, but, you know, like, it's a great example of how, you know, one style isn't the right style, or there's only one style to play, which is refreshing in T20, isn't it, where you think, oh, you have to go and smack it, but Coley's like a master at, you know, playing that anchor role. So, Ben, who are you giving batsman of the Whitepool series to?
I mean, it has to only be one person, isn't it? Just Coley. He's unbelievable. He's so good. He's so irritatingly good.
There's no more to say. I don't think there's any discussion needed around that one. We can move on swiftly because he just class. So, yeah, that's almost a given, isn't it? So, we'll move on to Village Moment of the Tour, which is a bit of a different award. Of course, we like to be a bit of a village-ish podcast. It's in the name. So, Ben, I'll put you down for this one. If you can't think of one, don't worry. I've got one in my head. Salad, can you think of any?
I did think of one.
Oh, go on, Ben. Do you want to award it, and then we'll discuss anything. Well,
I don't want to award it because this is just one that I specifically remember as I just laughed at it.
Go on. Go on.
I think it was the second test.
Yeah.
Folks' first test. And he was keeping the strap on his pad broke. So he went off and got a different pad. But it was a completely different design, a completely different brand than what he was wearing before. And I don't know why, but it just made me laugh quite a lot. Because he just looked like an idiot, but he just couldn't care. I just thought I was so village.
Did he have opposite pads on then? Or like, you know, completely different?
No, he just had like a completely different brand, a completely different design. He'd obviously just nicked, like, I don't know, like just a spare or something that they had knocking around, or like
one at the PE cupboard or something.
Yeah,
those pads maybe.
I think it might be something like that. It was just so, I don't know, I just found it really funny. But I don't know if that should be the award. That's just fun.
That's a great answer. I've got one, and we have to go all the way back to the first test, I believe. And it was, did Don Best get a fiver in that game? I can't remember.
Yeah.
So it was a part of his five there. And I can't remember again. Oh, was it Pujara? It may have been Pujara again. You might have to correct me if I'm wrong. And yeah, he was just getting wickets however they were coming to him best. And we were getting rather fortunate. Again, it might be a different game, might not even be the first test, but it was a shortish ball. And I think Pujara just kept back and went to smash it away. Do you know what's coming, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, no idea who it was. Burns. I don't know where they were fielding. Might have been short leg. It might have been.
It was Pope.
There you go. Yeah, it was Pope at short leg. And it flicks off his shoulder or something and just goes straight into the hands of the fielder, you know, for a catch. Deflected off Pope's shoulder, just getting smacked off him. Typical.
You know what they say, though, the old saying. I won't say it because it's got a rude word in it.
Oh,
but
go on. Who cares?
Shit gets wickets. that's pretty village.
Why didn't you get any wickets then?
Because I'm not allowed to bowl anymore.
You're that shit. There's a point where you get so shit that you can't take.
Yeah, they're scared I'll get 10 from every week and it won't be fair on the young'uns coming through. So
all right, let's just move
give
on.
Us a chance.
I also had an honourable mention for Bairstow, given out first ball, reviewed not out. And then decided to play an aggressive sweep shot and got out.
Oh, dear.
Brilliant. Some good mentions there. So we'll move on.
Apologies for the spontaneous interruption in the podcast, but you'll hear later on during the DRS quiz that there's a bit of echoey audio coming from my end. This is just my fault, not Ben or Salad. So apologies for that. I hope you can bear with it until the end of the episode and it's not worth ruining it. So thank you for listening and enjoy the second half of the podcast.
So moving on to catch of the series, I've given myself the opportunity to answer this one. And for me, is the T20 series, I presume, because he didn't play the other ones, this guy, Chris Jordan's remarkable catch, or in fact, it went down as a Roy catch.
Jason Roy's catch.
that must hurt him, to be honest, because it was a great one of those, catches back over the boundary, weren't it? Or however you want to describe it, throws it back into for Roy. So yeah, that was an easy one for me. I think Joe Root took a great catch, didn't he, in the first game from, I want to say, the bowling of Bess. Again, it was one of them. Not a great ball, but somehow it took a wicket. But yeah, that Jordan / Roy combination, I think, for me, has to take the award. Any other mentions?
I can't think of any more, to be fair. I think that Jordan one's just so much better than anything else.
Yeah. Move on to the next one. Again, it's one for me to answer. I'm sure we've got the same opinion for this. Worst umpire of the series is, of course, who else but Mr. Anil Chowdhury. No comment. Absolute.
Let's just move on, Matt.
The less said, the better. He's been investigated. Disgraceful moment of the tour, Ben. Again, this is a bit of a quick one. Any moments that should make you feel sick?
To be honest, it's similar to your last answer. It's just the Rahane not showing all the footage. It just irritates. It still annoys me.
Yeah, it's so. It was so.
Shubman Gill hitting Jimmy. Rishabh Pant reverse sweeping Jimmy Anderson for six.
Oh, that is disgraceful. That's also just
unbelievable, but disgraceful.
Yeah, it never happened. I hope he tries
it in England and Jimmy nicks him off.
That's it. Well, he wasn't as good as Campbell from the West Indies, was he? So,
Christ, let's move on from him.
newbie of the tour. So, Salad, you're answering this one. It isn't just, again, confined to England, both teams. Who was your, who impressed you the most as a new player? Ben, any names that stand out for you?
Akshar Patel.
Yeah, for sure. I think he was pretty much the only new player.
Dan Lawrence, maybe. I don't know if you can count him as a new player or not, but he'd be up there for me.
I've got a lot of respect for Lawrence after that series, and he's done himself no harm, has he? That's for sure.
He's batting well for Essex as well, I think.
Yeah, he made a 50, didn't he, at Edgbaston the other day. So, Salad, who are you giving newbie of the tour to?
Akshar Patel, without a doubt.
Yeah, just we've already quality. Yeah, we've already said all about him and how impressive he was with the ball in his hand. Don't think there's anything else to say. Fully deserved penultimate award, Ben, and it's one for you to give out to wicket of the tour.
Well, you know, in the first test when Bess was walking off talking to Rory Burns and saying how he was going to get Kohli out, and he got him out like that. That's one of mine. And then also Anderson, that reverse swing spell when he got Gill and Rahane with absolute peaches. They'd be I'd probably go for the Anderson one to Rahane, though. Cleaned him up, didn't he, Middleston?
So good, wasn't it? Oh, it was like, I think that was one of those wickets which is just so satisfying to watch, wasn't it? It was brilliant. But I do agree what you said about Bess there. It's sort of so good to see when a plan comes together, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in all fairness to Bess, we might say you got a bit lucky, but when you see that, give him a bit of respect. And finally, man of the tour. So throughout all three series, Salad, you're answering this one. Who was the best player throughout the whole tour? Ben, any names that spring to mind for you?
Best player of the whole tour. Rohit? Kohli? Yeah. Someone like that?
Yeah.
I'd say probably.
It's a tricky one in it because they've got to be played all three
formats
and there's not so many that have. Again, Rohit is one who played all three. So did Kohli.
Stokes maybe would be up there.
Who's that? Sorry, Ben.
Stokes, maybe.
Yeah, but again, I was going to say, like, Kohli didn't have the best test series, did he?
No, that's true. Yeah. I think he got 250s, but not looking amazing by Stokes.
Yeah, I guess it's like we're saying Kohli, probably made a couple of 50s or whatever, just for high standards. So Salad,
I'd say Kohli.
You take Kohli, fair enough. Salad, who have you gone with?
I've gone with Kohli. It was close with Rohit because I think Rohit was just so good in the test. It was hard to ignore that, and then obviously performed to the expectations you'd expect in the other two series. But I think Kohli all round. He was just so good in the ODIs and T20s. That I don't think that a couple of outliers in his average or in his scores can account for him not being the best player.
There is the captaincy aspect in there that comes into it. And when there were a few questions being asked coming off the back of that Australia tour and the first test, there was, you know, debate, is Rahane maybe a better option? Again, he answered any questions about his captaincy. I do think Rohit Sharma was really good, but you know what? I think he averaged over 100 in the T20s without losing his wicket on multiple occasions. So, yeah. you can't argue with that for sure. So that'll bring our awards ceremony to an end. I'm sure it's been up there with the Oscars and the BAFTAs and Sports Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to it, because you've really been lucky to, you know, listen to such a ceremony and such a celebration of talent. Great. Let's move on to the quiz. It's that time again. DRS quiz. It's back, and we've got another themed quiz to go with the topic of this episode. So we're just going to be quizzing on certain stats from the tour of India. I might be correct in saying, again, I could be wrong, but I believe Salad is currently 2-1 up.
Yes, all right.
I don't think it's going to last past this episode. I feel like
it's because he's never beaten me at anything else.
Beat you at FIFA all the time, mate. What are you on about?
I don't even have FIFA.
Whatever. I beat you at Real Cricket 20. Great iOS game.
Even I haven't got that game.
David Milan, who like, obviously was the number one batsman, he's a bronze card. Very questionable, yeah. So, of course, we'll be doing the quiz based on the tour of India and stats from that. Salad's 2-1 up. He won the last quiz all that time ago. So, of course, he's going to have the choice, a toss. So, Salad.
Tails, please.
Gone with tails. Heads, so Ben, first or second?
I'll go first.
You're first. Great. Okay. DRS quiz time then. So, Ben, your first question is, who had the best Red Bull average of the tour? Was it Joe Root? Is it Virat Kohli? Or is it Rohit Sharma?
Rohit Sharma.
You said that with, you know, total confidence. Well, ball is pitching in line. You're correct. Rohit Sharma has the best average with 59. Which I don't think is a massive surprise. Of course, Root made his big score and Kohli had a couple of 50s. But yeah, Rohit Sharma, I think you'd say, would have the best average. So, Salas, your first question. Who made the highest score of the tour? Red Bull. Was it Rohit Sharma again? Joe Root? Or was it Ravi Ashwin?
Root.
Correct, of course. An easy question there to get into it. Root made the highest score in that first test with 218 runs. A great knock, as I said. It's just a shame he couldn't go on and replicate it. So, Ben, we'll move on to your second question. Of course, you've got the review to use if necessary. The highest T20 score, was it made by Joss Butler, Virat Kohli or David Milan?
Kohli.
You saying Kohli?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember what happened in the last episode, Ben, and your second question. Well, in the last episode was outside the line. And this episode, it's also outside the line. The highest Josh Butler, like 83 it. Not out.
Didn't Kohli get like 85 in the last T20 he opened?
Would you like me to just check that with Quick Info?
Yeah.
Anil Chowdhury, they've gone to the third umpire here. I'll confirm that with you now.
I thought Kohli got like
it. No, don't ask Anil Chowdhury. You won't show you all of the information.
I'll just show you like the bowling scorecard or something. Ask the last T20 where India made 224.
Yeah.
Kohli made 80.
Oh.
80 not out.
I don't remember Butler's innings. I don't know what. I didn't watch that one. I watched the one with Kohli. I didn't watch the one with Butler.
Was it the third game? Butler made 83.
Yeah, okay. How's it work?
Yes, it was. It was. So, unfortunately, Ben,
for God's sake.
It's not going to be revenge on Salad this week. So, I'm sorry, but we'll move on. Maybe Salad won't win. We'll see.
The pressure's off, though, because it's 2-1 even if I don't get this right.
True. Yeah. So, Salad, who scored most Red Bull sixes?
Jesus Christ, what a question.
Rohit Sharma,
mm-hmm.
Moeen Ali, or Rishabh Pant?
Jesus Christ. Okay, can you can I please use the what's the my lifeline? I've forgotten what it's called.
Review.
My review. I'll use my review, please, Matt.
That's like if we're at going, oh, I know what I want to do, but I can't. I forgot the action or something. What do I do? you can. Yeah. So, out of the equation is Moeen Ali.
Okay. And the other two options were
Rohit Sharma just...
mm-hmm.
or Rishabh Pant.
See, my gut's telling me Sharma, but I know Pant is more just sixes for fun. But I am going to go with Rohit Sharma, please, Matt.
You've used your review. It's a big moment. Rishabh Pant is the correct answer. So, Salad, you're incorrect. It was Rishabh Pant who hit 8 sixes. Yeah, I thought you would have gone for that, in all honesty. I was a bit concerned.
Yeah,
I seem to remember Rohit just, he had a stream of, like, I think he got 3 consecutive sixes in one of the games. And to me, that just screams, because I remember that. I remember him having an over where he was just hitting sixes for fun. So to me, that was just like, oh, okay, so he must have done it on multiple occasions, because to be honest, I didn't remember.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Like, it's not. It wouldn't be a ridiculous answer if it was Sharma who hit the most sixes. He hit the most fours, but yeah, so Rishabh Pant hit 8 sixes, and of course that's the correct answer. Moeen and Rohit hit 5 each. So yeah, for anyone that's desperate to know the stats, we'll quickly go through to the other questions you both had. Both had here for you. So we've got it. Ben, who had the best T20 bowling average? Was it Thakur, Archer, or Mark Wood?
Thakur.
Correct. 21 was his average. Bowled very well. And Salad, the highest T20 strike rate, was it from Ben Stokes, Jason Roy, or Suraya Kumar Yadav?
Stokes.
I found this pretty remarkable. The correct answer to that one was Suraya Kumar Yadav.
What? Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless it's incorrect, I found that a pretty remarkable strike rate going, almost 200 the T20 series. I guess I've won. I'm not supposed to win. That takes the gloss off it a bit, but cricket's the winner. That's that then, Salad. You're 2-1 up until the next one. I believe we've got a special guest appearing on whenever the next podcast launch, which will be interesting. We'll try and get him to play the quiz. You might not want to. I won't blame him. might have this one and decided not to come on.
So will it be a 3-way quiz, Matt, or will it be against the champion himself?
That's you made a good point about that. Ben, would you be willing to let Salad play against our special guest?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that'll bring this episode to a close. I think that there's anything else to say apart from thank you to the listeners. The end of the first series, it's been enjoyable. Ben, any last words?
I'm gonna catch Salad.
Yeah, that's it. I'll see that. Yeah, Salad, do you know who Chris Morris is yet? Yeah, I'm sure we'll be back soon enough talking about the summer of cricket or whatever we've been up to, whatever we've been doing. Who knows? 100. That's when, Ben, when does that start?
I've got no idea, actually.
Who knows? Do you know it's been changed from back to wickets from outs again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that lasted long. That lasted as long as the Super League did, didn't it? So,
I can't wait to purchase my Orange Butterkiss sponsored shirt.
On that note, shall we finish?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Great stuff. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
Goodbye.